Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say, I've caught a cold. We are joined by Jesse, composer and singer in the band Transition. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Wow, Jesse, your voice sounds a bit cracking. What's wrong with you?
I know. 我感冒了。
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You caught a cold. So since you caught a cold, let's just talk about that. rub it in.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the sympathy.
Okay. No, we are always very kind and sympathetic. Right. To say someone catch a cold, we say 感冒.
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 感, that means to sense. 感.
感.
感 is a third tone, so we put the voice down and then up. 感.
感.
And that means to feel. This is a very interesting character. Let's dig down further. 感 is the combination between all together with the heart. Oh. So when your heart can sense everything all together, you have all the feelings. So 感 means to feel.
So that means when you're well, 感.
感, that's just
everything's working right, is that right?
No, it's more like you really sense and you use your heart to listen to all different senses, all the different emotions. Then it's quite a neutral expression that you are feeling something.
Okay.
You can feel anything from a positive emotion to a strong love or anger, so that's just the feel.
So this is a really powerful word then.
It is, and it's also, it shows your true thinking and feeling. And in Chinese medicine, they often use their heart to feel something. Of course, nowadays we know from the neuroscience, we know it's from your brain. But then, in ancient Chinese people and Chinese medicine, they believe you feel from the heart. And the same as English expression.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. It's in English culture too, isn't it?
Yes, and mao. Mao, the ancient meaning for mao is actually your hat, the hat you wear on your head. And then in the modern form, it gradually turned into some other things. For example, you take a risk, mao xian. That's the risk. It's the same word.
Right.
And also they use this to describe when the smoke is coming upwards. Then mao yan, the smoke is coming up. And in this case, just imagine that you are lying in bed, feeling all different senses feverishly.
Yeah.
And that's when you get sick. So 感冒, it to catch a cold.
Wow, I've never thought about it like that. But yeah.
Yeah, so when
makes
you
sense.
When you say I caught a cold, you say 我感冒. And if I say you caught a cold, we say 你感冒了.
你感冒了.
Yeah, and then if I want to ask you, hey, did you catch a cold? All I need to do is to say 感冒了吗?
Okay.
Yeah, with a, like a ma, the question mark at the end.
Yes.
And all you need to say, oh yes, 感冒了.
Okay, so it's just that affirmative statement.
That's right.
感冒了.
感冒了. And 感冒 is also a very common expression. To describe something in China, when you say, I'm interested in someone, you will say, I am 感冒 toward something. So if you say, I'm very 感冒 toward this movie, that means I'm interested in this movie, or I'm very interested in this person.
Yeah.
You can say, 我对你很感冒. That means,
is that positive or negative?
That's quite positive.
Really?
Ironically, it's very
it
interestingly,
is, isn't it?
The same expression means totally opposite when you use that in Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
So when you say, I am very 感冒 toward something, means actually I have very negative, strong negative feeling about something. I am very 感冒 toward bullying.
Yeah.
I'm very 感冒 toward like lots of chemicals or processed food.
Yep.
You can say that, but that means something really negative. But when you use the same expression in China, that's something positive.
Wow.
That means you are interested in something.
So you really have to be aware of the place you're in and how those words are
exactly.
used in that
exactly.
area.
And I noticed the same thing in English, and when you use the same expression in different parts of English-speaking world, then they all mean different things.
Yeah, a good example is the word wicked, which...
Wicked, yes. So, someone has personality and a bit eccentric, but in a good way.
That's right.
Yeah. So actually, the language evolved and depends on the location and the culture, as well as the mass media. They actually make a huge influence over how people perceive some expressions. So when you say, 我感冒了, if that's just describing your health, then, oh, you catch a cold. And by the way, did you notice that I said you catch a cold? I didn't say you caught a cold, because in Chinese, there's no tense. In English, you must say past tense. I know that, but I still make some mistakes. Okay, so 感冒了. Okay, so I hope you get well soon, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
保重. We say 保重.
保重.
保重. 保 is to protect.
Yep.
重. That means your weight. I don't know why you have to protect your weight to get well, but anyway, 保重.
Maybe it's similar to 多吃一点.
Yeah, Chinese, they really believe if you eat a lot, then you will be healthy and you will be fine. By the way, if you are in China and you catch a cold, they will give you some ginger honey tea.
Oh, that sounds good.
And sometimes they will give you chicken broth.
Yep.
That would be very helpful.
That's really good,
right,
too.
So have some chicken soup.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, Jesse. And thank you, especially when you come after you caught a cold. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode, even if you have caught a cold. 我感冒了. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见.
再见.
保重, Jesse.
谢谢.
早日康复, that means get well soon.